In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're continuing with the new era of the divine will, part two. We're on the second paragraph of volume 12, January 29th, 1919. Jesus says, my divine love wants to pour itself out. So Jesus is predestined us to live at this time so that this divine love can be poured out to all of mankind. He wants us to receive the fullness of his love on earth, exactly the way the saints have it in heaven. So the fulfillment of the Our Father is happening right now. May your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus told the apostles, the kingdom of God is within you. So what God is asking of us is he's asking us to begin to enter into this abundant life. He's asking us to begin to live this fullness of life. So he's giving us the way and the how this can happen. The way and the how this can happen is found in the book of heaven. How glorious is this? How magnificent is this? That God has predestined us to live at this time. And now this third manifestation, this third fiat of God on earth as it is in heaven. So he says, my divine love wants to pour itself out. My divine love wants to make known the excess which my divinity operated. My divinity operated in my holy humanity for all of mankind. These excesses of divine love, which greatly surpass the excesses that my holy humanity operated externally. So now God is saying, what I did on earth 2,000 years ago in my holy humanity is you haven't seen anything yet. What you're going to see is you're going to know what these excesses of the divinity operated in the holy humanity for all of mankind, which greatly surpasses all the excesses that my holy humanity did while I was on earth. Now, what happened on earth? I mean, Jesus healed the sick. The blind could see, the deaf could hear, the dumb could speak. He rose people from the dead. He fed the people with the 5,000, the 4,000. He fed thousands of people with the third bread. At the Last Supper, he instituted the Holy Eucharist, giving us the second bread, the supersubstantial bread of the Holy Eucharist. Then he died on the cross. He rose from the dead. And now Jesus says, I'm going to do more than that. I'm going to give to mankind more of what my holy divinity did. Not just the holy humanity, the excesses of love of the holy humanity. But now we're going to enter into the third fiat, the time of sanctification. So he says this. This is also why I, Jesus, often spoke to you, Louisa, about living in my divine will. Now, if we're reading every day, Jesus is speaking to us as well every day. And he says, I want you to understand why I have given you the book of heaven, why I often speak to you about living in my divine will. He says this, which I have not manifested to any other saint, anyone else until now. This is the life of our Blessed Mother. She is Theotokos, Mother of God. This is the life of the Son of God. The new Adam and the new Eve possess this gift. But no other saint possessed this gift until now when God gives this gift to Louisa. How glorious is this? That our God, our King, our Master, our Savior has allowed us to live at this time in order to give to us His true life and His Mother's true life. bringing us back to where Adam was before the fall. That's where we are. He says, at the most, the saints have known the shadow of my divine will, the grace and the sweetness of doing my divine will. Okay, that's what we've learned from the saints. For the past 2,000 years, we've learned how to do the will of God, surrender to the will of God by doing. Okay, now Jesus says, now is the time to begin to live in the divine will. So he says this. He says, the saints only knew a shadow of my divine will, the grace and sweetness of doing the will of God. This is the great saints in the church. But to penetrate inside the divine will, to embrace the divine immensity of the divine will, to be multiplied with God, you know, like in the Holy Eucharist, you know, it's not just a piece of the host. It's a piece of Christ. It's the totality of Christ multiplied for all mankind. So Jesus is saying, I want you to share in my divinity, to be in my image and likeness. And he says, and even while being on earth, this is the fun part, to penetrate everywhere, both into heaven and to all the hearts of all mankind, because we participate in, with, through, and for Christ, as Christ participates in, with, through, and for us. This is what's happening. So Jesus says, laying down the human ways and acting in divine ways. See, the Blessed Mother didn't act in a human manner. She acted in a divine manner. Jesus didn't act in a human manner. He acted in a divine manner. They never gave life to their human will. Now, Louisa was born of original sin. Jesus and Mary taught Louisa how to live no longer in her human will, but in God's holy divine will. She repaired and she redid everything and everyone. And that's the glory that's happening with us, so that the kingdom can be established in us in the fullness of what God wanted from the beginning. It's a new beginning for all mankind. It's a new beginning that we are returning to our origin, to live in the image and likeness of God. That is God's plan. That is what sanctification is all about. So he says, to penetrate every way, both into heaven and to all hearts of mankind, laying down the human wills, not doing the human anymore, but acting now in divine ways. How do we act in a divine way? Jesus, breathe in my breathing. Jesus, beat in my heart beating. Jesus, gaze in my gazing. Jesus, hear in my hearing. Jesus, speak in my speaking. We don't want to do anything humanly. We want to enter into this divine life. And it's the desire that we want to do this, that God says, it begins. It begins for each and every soul that wants this true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary. So he says, in this divine will of acting is not yet known, so much so that not to a few will this appear strange. What God has planned is a new beginning for all mankind. And you will find that your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, and even your parishioners, even members of your community, will not want this gift. And Jesus tells this to Louisa. He says the human will is very strong. And if it is not, if you don't die to the human will, use your free will to choose. Do I want to live in my human will, or do I want to live in God's holy divine will? If we don't choose with our free will which one we want, we will always choose the fallen. That's why we go to confession each week. Blessed be Father, for I have sinned. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. And I don't want to live like this. I want to enter into the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. This is what I yearn for. Why? It's God in us that is yearning. It's not even us that want it as much as that God wants us to possess this. It's a new beginning that's happening. So Jesus says, it's going to appear strange to most people, not just to a few, but to most. We are not to get discouraged by this. Jesus says to Louisa, as Moses stood in the breach to intercede for the Israelites, to impetrate, to beg God to have mercy on the Israelites, we now stand in the breach to intercede for all of mankind, as Jesus did, as Mary did. That's the life of Jesus. That's the life of Mary that they gave to Louisa. Louisa intercedes for all of us. That's what Jesus and Mary taught. Now we want to intercede for all the children of God, not just our family, not just our friends, not just our neighbors, our coworkers, or our parishioners. We want to intercede for all mankind. So when we're in front of the Blessed Sacrament, we represent all mankind. The church teaches this. So when we pray in the name of everyone and everything, all of creation, all of redemption, all of sanctification. We enter into fusing ourselves one with our triune God, fusing ourselves with Jesus, Mary, and Louisa, fusing ourselves so that we can participate in this prime act of God. This is what Jesus teaches Louisa. He says, but it'll appear strange to those who keep their minds open, who do not keep their minds open to the light of the truth, will not understand a thing. If they've closed their minds to Jesus, to the truth, to listening to what Jesus and Mary have taught Louisa, they will not understand a thing. And they will mock and ridicule each person in the divine will. But little by little, this is the hope. Little by little, I, God, will make my way. Little by little, I will manifest now one truth, now another truth about living in my divine will, so that these souls who have not opened themselves up to truth, he says, they will end up understanding what God has planned for them. It's going to happen. The kingdom of God is going to come on earth as it is in heaven. The only prayer that Jesus taught the apostles, may your kingdom come on earth, in me, this dust, on earth as it is in heaven. See, this prayer of Jesus, the only prayer that Jesus prayed, the only prayer that Jesus taught the apostles to pray, is that a new beginning is happening for all mankind. So as we read, as we study, as we put this into practice, great things are happening. Magnificent things are happening. And our God is asking us, pleading with us to understand it's a new beginning for all the world. As it was a new beginning at the flood, after the flood. As it was a new beginning after Jesus died on the cross. It's going to be also a new beginning for all mankind. It's a glorious time to be alive. It's a magnificent time to be alive. Read, study, put into practice this book of heaven, these truths, these manifestations, these promises that Jesus gives to Louisa. So I'll end with a prayer. And again, it's always important to always focus on this gift, to pray in the divine will, in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. Our God loves us so much that he is asking us, he's pleading with us to begin to live this abundant life. Read, study, put this into practice. Your whole spiritual life changes. Listening to Jesus, listening to Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve through the little newborn Louisa. A new beginning is happening for all mankind, and God needs us to cooperate. He needs us to give our fiat, our yes. If Our Lady didn't give her fiat mihi, redemption would not have taken place. Now, if Luisa didn't give her fiat voluntas tua, sanctification couldn't take place. God needed a soul to do this, and now He's offering us the gift that He gave to Luisa. So may the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always and become divinely healed. We pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God bless you.